Hello, I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome. Let us start off, as we always do, with this day in history, November the 14th. This day in history, in 1770, James Bruce discovered what he believes is the source of the Nile. What he believed the source of the Nile, African folks knew were there before he even got there. But that's what European history tells us. 1879, this is the day the incandescent light bulb first made its appearance on October the 14th on this day, when Thomas Alva Edison filed his patent for the improvement in light bulbs. This is the day in 1881, the trade unions formed the Federation of Organized Trades and Labor Organizations, later becoming the American Federation of Labor, under the leadership of Samuel Gompers and Peter McGuire, becoming the most influential labor organization in the country for many years. This is the day in 1900, the Washington Society of Colored Dentists was founded in Washington, D.C., the first African-American dental association. And this is something that was not reported much. We always hear about the birth of the nation. The film that was made that glorified the Ku Klux Klan and more in this country. But on this day, in 1915, the NAACP led protests against the showing of the racist film, The Birth of a Nation, across America. This is the day in 1934 that William Levi Dawson's Symphony No. 1, the Negro Folk Symphony, was the first symphony ever written by an African-American composer based on African-American folk themes and performed by a major orchestra. And the symphony was first performed on this date in 1934. We'll hear some of that, too, in the course of the next couple of hours. This is a date in 1934, as well, that the Public Works Administration, during the Depression, agreed with New York City to build a huge slum clearance project and develop low-cost housing for 2,500 families, something maybe we should take note of in today's world. This is a day in 1938 that Adolf Hitler attacked the Catholic clergy during a massive rally. To start taking on progressive leadership in Catholic clergy to silence them. This is the day when the United Mine Workers was founded in 1938. This is the day then Chuck Yeager, a World War II fighter pilot, became the first person to break the sound barrier in his X-1 rocket plane. On this day in 1952, the British closed 34 schools run by the Kikuyu tribe, the Kikuyu people in Kenya, for taking part in the Mau Mau Rebellion, which is more like a British rebellion against the Kenyan people. This is a day in 1960 that Ray Charles went number one on the singles with Georgia on My Mind, which we'll hear a bit later. This is a day in 1961 that the Katangan president, Moise Tshombe, and Congo president, Joseph Mobutu, were accused in a United Nations report of conspiracy to murder Patrice Lumumba, the premier of the Congo, who was killed on February 13th, 1961. And with the complicity of the CIA. This is the day in 1964 that Dr. Martin Luther King was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. This is the day in 1967 that Joan Baez was arrested in Oakland, California, with 40 other anti-war protesters taking part in a sit-in against a military induction facility in the Bay Area. This is the day in 1973, the first gay rights march in Washington, D.C., demanded an end to all social, economic, judicial, and legal oppression of lesbian and gay people. It drew 200,000 people. This is a day in 1977, the police in South Africa finally admitted that they were keeping Steve Biko shackled and naked for 2 days, but dismissed any allegations there were any assaults against him. This was a day in 1979 that Jimmy Carter issued the executive order to freeze all Iranian assets after the hostage crisis began in Iran. This is the day in 1984 that Rosa Parks was presented the first Eleanor Roosevelt Woman of Courage Award by the Wonder Woman Foundation in 1984. And this is the day that Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat and two Israeli prime ministers, Yitzhak Rabin and Shimon Peres, were named winners of the Nobel Peace Prize. Didn't take us very far, but they were named Nobel Peace Prize and was going down ever since. This is the day in 1995, which was the great budget standoff before this one between Democrats and Republicans in the House. And birthdays. On this day, Mozart was born in 1719. We'll hear a piece of Mozart during the course of today. This is the day that Beethoven was born in 1740. And in 1840, Claude Monet, the great painter. And 1864, Clarabelle Cohn was born. She's the owner of the Cohn Collection, which is at the Baltimore Museum of the Art. This is the day in 1900 that Aaron Copland was born, one of the great American composers, known as the Dean of American Composers. This is the day that the infamous Senator Joseph McCarthy was born, who went after anybody that he didn't like, labeling them a communist back in the 1950s. This is the day that one of my favorites was born, Ellis Marsalis, was born on this day in 1934, one of the great jazz musicians and historians in our country. This is a day, very quickly, that Gordon Alcantara, the Coasters, were born. Charlie Brown was their number one single. We'll play a little bit of that. This was the day that Sherry Payne was born in 1944 from the Supremes. And on the same day in 1954, Yanni was born. And on the same day in 1954, Condoleezza Rice was born. And on this day in 1915, Booker T. Washington passed away. That's this day in history, November the 14th. We'll be right back with our guests.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole